So it's not champagne and caviar, but when you're roughing it, may as well be. We got some juice box and cheese balls. Everyone else is asleep. It's 4 a.m. It's colder than hell. Which, of course, it always is at 4 a.m. On the beach or in the wild, even in the height of summer. And I'm a true rougher, sleeping without a mat or mattress of any kind, which is rough on the bones. The tent is pretty resilient to rain. It rained last night a lot, and we're pretty sure there was a bear romping around nearby last night. We found bear tracks, so we decided to stay, hoping to catch some audio or video tonight, which we haven't, but I'm still hopeful. But since I'm awake and my tent mate is dead to the world, and a train could run through here, I thought I'd do my jotcast at this little 4 a.m. picnic I'm having. I guess it's all about having and not having, isn't it? I mean, civilization? Nowadays, it's all about having and not having. Having and not having this or that, or a bigger or better this or that, or more this or that, and the envy and the jealousy, the entitlement, the work, and what people are willing to do or not do to have or not have this or that. If it weren't for learning, otherwise I would have been like most millennials, feeling like somehow I was entitled to things for some bizarre reason. I have no idea why they feel they are. But I've learned to work and bleed and sweat and toil for what I have, and that means learning and wisdom too. Most things worth knowing aren't really things someone can teach you. You don't really know what you're talking about until you've paid your dues. You don't know what it's like to be hungry until you've been out in the wild eating 100 calories a day or less. You don't really know what it's like to be scared until someone puts a gun to your head, or you're hanging for dear life from a broken safety gate of an amusement park ride gone awry. You don't really know what it is to own something until you've put in the real work. And I don't mean filing papers in an office. I mean out in the hot sun, lifting rocks, losing weight, getting sunstroke. You don't really have anything, and you can't really feel good about anything you do have if it was given to you in a silver platter. Or at least with little or no sacrifice of your own. It loses the meaning it has for those it has for people who have it or never had it to begin with. Until you get across the longest suspension bridge in the country, you don't really know what that's like. Until you've seen a bear from 30 feet away. Or caught a snake with your bare hands. You don't know what that's like. You don't own your life when you haven't really lived it. You own a life of denial and neglect. Our beds are too soft, our pillows too posh, our water too clean, our surfaces too sanitized, our relationships too aloof, our heroes too few and far between. Our money too easy. I'm learning how to build a fire. This late in life, I should have learned how to build a box fire when I was 9. But who was going to teach me? My parents didn't even teach me how to swim or ride a bike, so I'm learning to build a fire now. It seems almost silly when we have matches and lighter fluid. Why give your kid a kick scooter when you can give them a motorized one so they never have to kick at all? Never have to strain themselves. Now they're lazy and you're handing them 20s instead of them getting a damn job, working hard, knowing what it's like for that 20 bucks to matter, to mean something. I own my failures and mistakes. There's still so much I don't do that I should be doing and already know how to do and be good at, but I'm not, because I was born at a time that without circumstance to force me to learn, I wasn't going to learn. And civilization removed all those circumstances, so I never learned. No one told me until I was 20, hey, You need to learn this stuff. And by then I'd already learned I don't need to, so I have to learn. But first I have to unlearn so much nonsense, so many bad habits, rewire my entire spoiled brat brain, telling me to sit on my ass and things will just come to me effortlessly. Which may be true, but more than a bit ugly and certainly worth being embarrassed about. What happened to having something to be proud of? I mean, something real. Something truly worth being proud of. I don't mean bragging. I mean just a quiet sense of personal achievement that builds on another and another until you've constructed a pretty sound sense of yourself that keeps you from being envious and jealous of others. That keeps you from being insecure and needing to brag or defend yourself. If there's something millennials never learned, it was that they need to construct their own sense of self to ever have that. So most of the people I grew up with and millions of others are now so insecure, so envious, petty, jealous, lazy, and have to brag about things that really aren't achievements at all. It's late. Maybe the bear will be back. Maybe he won't. Had a lot of adventures so far, and have some more, and hopefully they will all shape us all. Not just me, but shape us and make us better versions of ourselves. Less lazy, less cocky, less entitled. It's worth being cold and losing a few extra pounds shivering. It's worth being a bit dirty, gritty, less pampered, less civilized. Somebody has to start a fire. I want to be one of those people. We should all want to be one of those people. The person who sees the bear and isn't sure whether to run or be still. The person who gets the first flame going that warms everyone. The person who's first to jump from the 30-foot rock into the icy water below. The person who listens to others brag and can quietly smile, because we know. And we know they don't really know. And that's okay. It's okay to quietly smile and say nothing. I know who I am. Everyone else needn't know everything about me, especially when they probably won't understand it anyhow. It's okay. It's okay to be quiet and still and just know what you know and keep it to yourself. We should all want to be that person. That's worth having. Worth the sweat and blood and pain and agony and toil.